This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, it's certainly not uncommon to have dreams about loved ones who have passed on. Oftentimes, dreams like this are just that. They're dreams. They're our mind working through maybe unresolved business, maybe just longing, missing, grieving. It's not always a visitation. Every once in a while, though, a very vivid dream can occur. A dream that occurs that almost knocks the other ones out of the way in a way that we go, what was that? Sometimes the dreams are then accompanied by things in real life, evidence that points to that being more than just a dream. In our next story, we hear of one of those dreams, that literally interrupts another dream with a loved one coming back at the holidays. And then awaking to a piece of evidence that points out, maybe that was more than just a dream. Take a listen. Paranormal experiences, but this one had the biggest impact on me, so I'd like to share it with you. About 15 years ago, I was about 18, and my grandpa died of cancer about 6 years previously. It is not something that I had struggled to deal with, as I had accepted death as a part of life, so I do not feel that this experience was a result of a grieving mind. It was about a week before Christmas. I was having what I can only describe as an ordinary dream. I was having this dream. Suddenly ended. I found myself standing in the middle of a graveyard. The same graveyard where my grandpa's buried. It was extremely vivid, as if I was there. It was a beautiful morning, sun glistening on the trees, birds singing. I turned around and my grandpa was standing there. He was watching me. I ran over to him and I felt like I was 6 years old, running towards him and hugging him. We then sat on the bench, quietly, listening to the birds singing. He said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yes," and we just continued to sit there quietly. After a minute or two, this dream ended and the previous ordinary dream I was having continued from where it left off. When I finally woke up, I immediately sat up in my bed. I thought how strange the dream was. The way one dream ended and continued after the strange encounter seemed very odd. It wasn't like any other dream I'd had before. I also couldn't believe how vivid it was. After a few minutes of sitting up and contemplating what had just happened, I got out of bed and went downstairs into the kitchen to get some breakfast. My mother was there doing the dishes, and on the kitchen worktop was a little Christmas tree, about 1 foot in height. I asked her what it was for, and she said, "It's for your grandpa, just about to go and put it on his grave." I couldn't believe it. I don't know how many times my mother visited his grave, but it wasn't very often. Perhaps once a year. I've never had dreams about my grandpa. I never had an experience like this since, which to me makes the dream all that more special and unusual.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.